This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. You can talk about what we've been discussing, which is the protests, or just the insane forgetfulness among people. Because it's not, you know, we do have this one Twitter account that's making fun of liberals, but we have the exact same thing that Republicans have doing for the last several decades. They all contradict themselves because probably the only person, the only political demographic whose tweets you can't just find one and then a year later find a direct contradiction to, are probably going to be libertarians, which tend to be pretty consistent as time goes on because they are coming from a politically consistent point of view rather than an emotionally charged one.
Correct.
Like the liberals who were angry at Trump, so therefore they hated the vaccine, but now that it's not Trump in office, they love the vaccine.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. I mean, it's hard to even imagine being like that. I mean, and you mentioned the principle that we have, and it's the non-aggression principle. As liberty-minded people, we believe that it's wrong to use aggressive violence against our neighbors to get our way. We want to persuade rather than harm.
And it's so weird. The New York Magazine article that just ran about the Crypto Six mentioned, you know, amplifying the bad decisions like the lawsuit against Keene for the mask mandate. But look, we oppose the mandate part of this. If you want to wear a mask, fine. No one's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be mandated because we are politically consistent on that note, philosophically consistent. I mean, nothing should be mandated.
Didn't matter if it was Trump in office or Biden in office. We've been against this the whole time.
Yep. So have other people, and now people are beginning to protest, including truckers. There's also a trucker protest going on in the United States that started today. Who knows how effective that's been? I haven't heard anything about it. But again, my ability to
I don't think you're going to.
You're not. But, I mean, if we do have truckers that listen to the show. If you know, if you even knew anything about this, call in and tell us, you know, what you heard. I just tried to join one of these trucker Facebook groups. I'm waiting for a reply. The first question on the poll, by the way, was, do I support banning fracking? So I don't know what that has to do with a trucking page, but
well, they're trying to weed out the correct. I like the wording though. Do you support banning fracking and not do you support fracking? No. Well, I don't support banning it. No, because I don't support banning anything.
Well, the three responses were yes, no, and I don't even know what that is.
There is a bit of background here from the CDLLife.com article where they look at Australia, what's been happening there, or what ostensibly has happened there, where they shut down a road, at least. We don't know much more detail about what other... Because the guy that we listened to earlier, the audio clip that you played, Aria, he was saying they're going to shut down the ports and shut down the roads, and it sounded like it was going to be a big thing. And now, of course, the mainstream media isn't going to, you know, they're not going to report accurately on successful protests, but they
especially not ones that are against the lockdowns and the mandates.
Correct. Apparently, they did go and shut down M1, which is a highway on the Gold Coast, for about an hour, but the police came and they broke up the blockade and forced the trucks off of the highway. That's the only story that this particular article mentions, but then they talk about the U.S. side of things. So there's so far been no serious push to require vaccines for American truck drivers. The U.S. trucking industry at large has been hesitant to take the vaccine and has been vocal about their dislike for employer vaccine mandates.
I'm not surprised. They spend the vast majority of their time by themselves.
Well, but also truckers are pretty freedom-minded people generally. They're screwed by the government. I mean, these poor guys, I mean, they are, the government mandates all kinds of stupid rules on people with commercial driver's licenses, like mandatory drug testing, and they pull them over all the time to harass them about whatever BS, you know, road rules, or, you know, oh, your little LED light is out.
And not to mention the weight limit things. They're constantly
weigh stations.
To, yeah.
Not to mention the price of gas.
And they get paid per mile. So when they're waiting in line at one of these weigh stations, they're not getting paid for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of regulation on the American trucking industry. And so, as you might imagine, that kind of push, that kind of rule by the government is going to lead to people feeling like, screw the government, right? So amongst truckers, there's a large anti-state.
Well, I support them in that. Screw the government, indeed.
Yeah, so and you might expect that those same guys would also be questioning towards vaccines. And so if truckers, professional drivers, are refusing to take a vaccine, and again, the industry's not even asking them to, because they know what's going to happen. They know that if they tell these truck drivers to take a vaccine, the drivers would be like, well, find somebody else to drive this thing.
That's, well, by the way, that's exactly what happened in my profession, mail carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Our union came straight out and said, hey, look, we don't care what you say, Biden. You can't mandate this. You can't make our workers
right.
get the vaccine. Because you know why? Because half of us would quit just like that.
Right. And then nobody gets the mail, you know, delivered. And in this case, you're not going to get any products delivered because already it's difficult to find people to work in this industry. It's an industry that has been struggling in recent years, the trucking industry, that is, because, well, you know, they see what the writing on the wall is. They see automated trucks coming.
I don't see it anytime soon.
They're working on it.
They're testing automated cargo ships right now.
I mean, but not anytime soon. And if we get bombed back into oblivion and we're living in caves in the next 5 years, it won't matter anyways. Be much more important things on our minds.
Anyway, they know what's going to happen if they put a vaccine mandate in place, and that is these truckers are just, they're not going to drive.
But we were talking about why we haven't heard any part of this, any of this American variant of the trucker protests. And, well, here's the main guy here, disrespected trucker three. Got his video was taken down off TikTok. He's been banned from TikTok.
Yeah, they get into this disrespected trucker guy here. So after reading reports on the planned Australian strike, many U.S. truckers began plotting their own shutdown on social media, in part in support of the Australian movement, and also to warn employers and the federal government that they don't want the jab.
I hope they move their discussions to Telegram or some other platform that won't censor them.
One of the most outspoken advocates for the U.S. shutdown was TikTok user The Disrespected Trucker, who called for truck drivers to gather at various locations across the country today, August 31st, in a protest mirroring the planned Australian blockades. Quote, on August 31st, Tuesday, we're asking that everybody not go to work, which is not mirroring the protest of Australia. Australia's guys, they specifically said they were going to block things. This guy's saying don't go to work. If you're out on the road, shut your truck down. There are guys that plan on putting their trucks across the road. There's guys who plan on parking on the side of the road, parking at home and at truck stops. I'm not telling anyone how to do it or what to do, unquote, he told his followers. However, TikTok abruptly shut down his account, forcing the trucker onto Twitter and possibly stymieing organized protests in the United States.
What was TikTok's reason for shutting him down? They don't allow you to use their platform to organize protests?
Yeah, you know they don't have to give you a reason.
His response, by the way, to the TikTok removal, censorship is real, folks. I just got banned off TikTok for absolutely nothing. I didn't threaten anybody. I didn't bully anybody. I didn't promote violence, and they banned me anyways. You know why that is? Because I have 85,000 followers in less than a week because I speak the truth. It's sad what this country is coming to, and if we don't all start standing up against this, we're in deep trouble, just so you know. Anyways, I guess I'll be here a little bit more until they ban me off of Twitch. Not Twitch, but Twitter. I'm sure it's coming very shortly. Have a great day.
It is. I mean, if you're a trucker and you want to plan a protest, I would recommend matrix.freetalklive.com or social.freetalklive.com because we won't censor you.
You got Mastodon?
Well, yeah. I mean, CDL Life or any of these trucking websites could start their own Mastodon.
That's also
true. Wanted to.
But we already have one that they could join.
We do. While many truckers have said they don't plan to participate as of Tuesday afternoon, because again, if you participate in this, then you probably get in trouble, right? Like, you've got to get your load to the destination, and a lot of these guys are going to be like, yeah, I support you, but I got to get to my destination. There's some evidence that U.S. truckers are participating in protest activities. A Facebook Live video shared by Sparky Anderson appears to show a slow roll driver protest near Nashville, Tennessee, that ended with a truck bearing a sign reading hashtag freedom stop the tires being pulled over by the police.
Hmm.
So slow roll would be presumably blocking one lane of traffic. If you've got more than one truck, you can do the old Polish roadblock, as it's called, and you can block all three lanes or whatever and go like 5-10 miles an hour, whatever the slowest roll you can do.
Wow.
And that's, I presume that's what that is.
It's getting horrific out there, and we talked about how Australia is starting to sound a lot like China. Well, China is doing a new thing. They're limiting children to 3 hours of online gaming per week. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
5. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. And hey, maybe someone should tell this trucker, I don't remember his name now, about Odyssey, because there he can post whatever videos he wants, as long as it's not pornographic and they won't be censored. We have an Odyssey channel. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com, because like these truckers, we are constantly getting hit by big tech platforms and being censored. Our YouTube channel has gotten a number of strikes for, quote, medical misinformation. It's just a matter of time before all of them drop the axe on us. So check us out at video.freetalklive.com. There we can't be censored. I mean, we, in theory, could be censored, but we won't be. That's video.freetalklive.com. And underpinning that is library, which can't be censored.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't be censored. The library channel, at least, cannot be censored.
Right. And Odyssey is just sort of a front end that accesses the library network. It's all very confusing, but you don't have to know all of that in order to use Odyssey. Just head on over to video.freetalklive.com, create an account if you would like, and there you can follow us and see our content, even after Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and all of the others shut us down. Video.freetalklive.com. Now, China. I used to play a number of online games. Maybe not a number. There was one that I would play at a time, basically. Mm-hmm. Like Rift or World of Warcraft or something like that. And I know from experience that 3 hours of online gaming per week is not enough time to do anything. But it's worse than that. Because it's not 3 hours total. It's 1 hour Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. You get 1 hour on three nights in which to engage in online gaming, and that is not enough time to do anything.
Now, is this new? Because I thought they already had some type of mandate like this out
there.
They did,
but this one is significantly harsher. China is banning children from playing online games for more than 3 hours a week, the harshest restriction so far on the game industry, as Chinese regulators continue cracking down on the technology sector. Minors in China, that means anyone under 18, can only play games between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Wow, so if you can't play for that 1 hour, that's the only hour you get.
Yes, and that's starting tomorrow, September the 1st, unless it's already September the 1st in China. So that's already started there.
So this is just online. So you could play other games, right?
Yes. Well, presumably they may not have a way to monitor.
That's what I'm thinking.
Whether or not you're playing your Xbox or whatever, as long as you don't connect it to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they're using the companies to do the enforcement on this. So the companies.
Yeah, that's the only way it would work.
Right.
That limits gaming to 3 hours a week for most weeks of the year, down from a previous restriction set in 2019 that allowed minors to play games for an hour and a half per day and 3 hours on public holidays.
Now, this is the gaming companies or the internet provider? Because they're the one who will be able to throttle and whatnot.
I'm pretty sure Blizzard was required to implement things into World of Warcraft in order to get it approved in China. So it would be the gaming companies.
And why would Blizzard even agree to that?
Because they wanted money from Chinese players who could then play World of Warcraft.
No. But they don't want their players not playing. They want them on there as long as possible.
Blizzard doesn't care how much time people spend playing their game. They're making the same amount of money anyway. They prefer you to play less and still pay that $15 subscription fee.
They have a subscription fee, correct.
Yeah. So they would rather these bans and limitations go into place.
This is horrible.
The CNBC story on this says the rules will apply to companies providing online game services to minors, limiting their ability to serve those users outside of the designated hours. The companies will also not be allowed to provide services to users who haven't logged in with real name registration, simply preventing them from remaining ignorant to their users' background. So this also means that if you want to play as an adult on any of these game servers in China, you have to be logged in as you. You cannot log in as some anonymous gamer. You have to be identified. You have to show ID. You have to be, you know, your name, your ID under your account, or else you will not be allowed to play. Or you can only play in the designated hours, right? So, like, if you're an adult and you don't want to tell them who you are, you can only play from 8 to 9 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The new regulation affects some of China's largest technology companies, including gaming giant Tencent, whose Honor of Kings online multiplayer game is hugely popular globally. I've never heard of it. As well as gaming company NetEase. So stocks are falling as a result of this. Market capitalization is falling. The gaming restrictions are part of an ongoing crackdown on technology companies amid concerns that technology firms, many of which provide ubiquitous messaging, payments, and gaming services, may have an outsized influence on society. Earlier this month, Tencent said it would limit gaming time for miners to an hour a day and 2 hours during the holiday. So Tencent was already planning to limit the playtime of miners anyway.
Well, they're a massive Chinese game corporation, which means they are the Chinese government.
True.
They're basically... I don't know what the exactly how it all works with Chinese companies being part of the government or whatever, but Tencent is tied in.
Yeah. And they were also going to ban children under the age of 12 from making in-game purchases. The company issued the curbs hours after a state-affiliated newspaper criticized the gaming industry and called games, quote, spiritual opium. Regulators said in Monday's notice that they would strengthen supervision and increase the frequency of inspections of online game companies to ensure that they follow the new regulations closely.
Well, you know what? This is a problem. Especially with the online gambling, the loot boxes.
Yes, those are definitely an issue.
I know, and it's, you know what? Magic the Gathering was also a problem too, though. And
that was.
That was a very interactive tabletop game.
They were loot boxes, though.
Exactly. I remember, you know, working with two of these clowns. And
I spent so much money when I was into Magic the Gathering, so much freaking money. The only way to avoid it was to go online or go to a gaming shop and buy the specific card that you wanted for an astronomical price.
Right. Or go on eBay. I've sold cards on eBay.
I believe it, and they probably sold pretty well and for pretty generous amounts of money.
They did, which is why I always keep my eyes for Magic the Gathering cards, and I'll look them up. But I remember these two clowns. They would during lunch break. They would go and they would buy five or six packs, and then he'd come back to the break room and they would have an opening, a showing.
We did this when I worked at Radio Shack.
They would one at a time open the cards and they would show each other, and sometimes they'd get something they wanted, and a lot of times all crap.
Yeah,
all going right into the crap box. These loot boxes are a real thing, and now you have all these mobile apps where you can't get anywhere in the game
unless you pay. Yeah.
Pay to win.
It's disgusting, man. Dead Space 3 released for $60, and it had nothing but this microtransaction loot box nonsense in it.
Fallout 76?
Yeah, that was another. I mean, look, I understand. If you're going to make a, quote, free-to-play game, fine. Put some money-making mechanism in it. But if you're going to sell
charge
a $60
people?
Game,
yeah.
Get that crap out of here. Or charge more for the game. If you want more money, ask for more money up front.
Right.
But then the season passes, the DLC, all of that nonsense came out. And then they have DLC that if you buy the season pass, which is supposed to include all DLC, but not this super special DLC, you still have to buy that. And I'm like,
that's where they get you.
That's frustrating.
I'm a PC gamer. I remember when content patches were assumed
were
to
free.
Be coming down the pipe, and they were free.
Right.
Now that's no longer the case. So I don't agree with China's approach to this, but there are certainly issues with the gaming sphere as a whole. What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My fellow Americans,
The war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden marking the end to the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan, the president addressing the nation from the White House, calling it the longest war in American history. As far as the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, Biden says,
and for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
Americans are losing a ton of money to COVID-related fraud. The FTC saying that number comes in at around $545 million since the start of last year. Nearly 589,000 pandemic-related complaints were filed between January 1, 2020 and August 30th of this year. The average American losing nearly $400. This is USA Radio News. The top Republican in the House is not happy with how we left Afghanistan.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The squad led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing President Biden to replace the chairman of the Fed Reserve. Former President Trump nominating Jerome Powell as Fed Reserve chairman in 2017, but his term is up in February. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you can join us 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever you want as long as you keep it FCC friendly. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody. And we were just talking about gaming in China and how online gaming is being restricted to 1 hour, 3 days per week. But you know, America...
For children.
For minors. Under
spiritual opium.
Yes, is what they call
it. For basically video game addiction.
Yeah,
which the Chinese government does not like. They think it destroys their minions. They want good workers. They don't want people staying at home, wasting their lives or vegging out. They want them out there working.
Which is an interesting contrast to the American government, which does want people sitting at home on their couches doing nothing, being useless.
This year, anyways.
Collecting a government paycheck.
Yes.
BBI.
And we've seen obesity and anxiety and depression and all of these other things just skyrocketing as a result of it. And I can't say I'm surprised. These people have been locked in their homes out of fear. Sure, fear that they believed. But as a result, they're anxious and... Obesity, you mentioned earlier, it's climbed to, I think,
35 to 45, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's climbed significantly among children.
5 to 8, 5 to 11, so young children.
And doctors have a, quote, surprising and new innovative way of dealing with this. They're prescribing calibrated doses of time outside to treat obesity and anxiety.
You mean like the way that we grew up, out in the woods, building forts, playing kickball, running around and almost killing each other?
You know, I started to kind of say, well, I spent most of my time indoors playing video games, but as you went through examples, I was like, yeah, I remember doing that.
And I played video games, too. I had an Atari 2600, and I paid $50 for it, and I got like 20 games. I remember I played the heck out of that thing. And mm-hmm. I was always like 3 or 4 years behind everyone else.
I was, too.
So when everyone was playing Nintendo, I was playing Atari 2600, and I eventually got a Nintendo, but I was out there, you know, roughing it up at the same time. So yeah. I really feel for some of these kids that, I don't know, the kids around my place there's a biker gang.
Really?
I drive by and they're out there, they like build these dirt ramps. Hmm. And they'll do and ditches.
That was what I spent a lot of my time as a kid doing. We had this huge backyard, this wooded area that had a number of really interesting paths to it. So I was right. Like, okay, I'm gonna take a shovel and turn some of these into ramps and stuff.
Yeah. So not all the kids are wasting away in their in their basements or wherever they stay, but it is bad. 45% of kids are obese. God, that's horrible.
Yeah, when you put it like that, that's almost every other kid.
So who is suggesting that kids get sunshine and fresh air? Well, who is this Jamoke?
Doctors is how it started so far. We'll get into, they'll probably name a few of them. When Annette Cohen went for a health checkup last summer in Washington State, she and her doctor discussed concerns around her weight and asthma. Then her doctor offered a novel prescription, regular hikes in the woods. I'm concerned about my weight, doctor.
What do I do?
And it's novel for the doctor to say, have you tried taking a walk?
Well, and what about your diet as well? By the way, that has got to be the worst. Talking about the FDA, I don't care what they approve, because look at what they suggest that we eat. That food pyramid, it needs to be flipped upside down.
They already did that, remember?
Did they? I thought they just changed it into a pie or something. Where it's
no, they
all
flipped
equal
it upside
portions.
Down. It's still a bunch of BS from the government, but, you know, it's the reverse.
I'll have to look at the newer variant. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
So the doctor gave Cohen a 1-year pass to Washington State Park System and told her to, quote, go for walks, go camping, do what you need to do. The lady, who is now 53, told the reporter, a year on, she said the park prescription was a, quote, great experience for her and her whole family. I have lost 30 pounds since April of this year just being out and about, she said.
Amazing.
Amazing that being out and about doing stuff, like even if you're just walking, causes you to lose weight. Who would have thought?
But now people are being told to stay home. You can't even leave. You can't go out and get any exercise. Or if so, you better not go too far from your house. And don't forget to wear a mask.
And in Australia, you can only go outside 1 hour per day to exercise. And then you are locked in your home. And there's only so much exercise you can really do in your home. You can count walking out for the most part. Unless you're just going to walk around in circles, but that's depressing. With the COVID-19 pandemic highlighting the health benefits of spending more time outdoors, this is the first I've heard about that. I guess they do say it spreads less outdoors, so maybe that's what they mean. A growing faction of the U.S. medical community is prescribing time outside the same way they would prescribe traditional medicine. The idea of writing out park or nature prescriptions has taken hold, particularly among pediatricians. It all came together during the pandemic, said Maya Moody, president-elect of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, pointing to spikes in childhood anxiety and pediatric obesity since the coronavirus outbreak started. With lockdowns keeping children indoors, keeping in mind, they just said,
no, it's not the lockdowns that are doing it. It's the cowardly parents who are refusing to allow their kids to go outside or encourage their kids to go outside. If there's a bunch of kids that want to go out during the lockdowns, then there's nothing the government's going to be able to do about it.
No, and I mean, at least here in the United States, the government probably wouldn't even try. In Australia, though,
they might.
They would.
I don't know. If the cops are driving around stopping lemonade stands and stuff, and kids working, you know, you hear of these stories every now and then, some kid is mowing lawns or something, and mm-hmm. he gets in trouble because he's not licensed.
I'm just saying, if a bunch of kids want to go outside, it's going to look real bad for the cops to go start putting them in handcuffs and taking them back home.
Mm. And by the way, I'm looking at the new food pyramid. It's basically the same thing. They just flipped it.
That's what I told you. You said you wanted them to flip it. I said they did.
Well, I didn't. I mean, flip it upside down.
So that's what they did, isn't it?
No, it's like a spectrum, and it's all like the same. It's all the same categories. It's the same size grains as the biggest spectrum on here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say flip it, I mean the grains should be at the top.
Honestly, I hadn't seen this new variant that you're talking about with the vertical columns.
Yeah, people, you're eating too much processed grains and flour, and that's where you're at. Get the processed carbs out of your system, and go out and get some sunshine. Eat more meat. Eat more vegetables.
So Moody says they were seeing 30, 50, 60-pound weight gains during the last year and a half.
How could you pop? I mean, my God, that's insane.
Yeah.
For kids?
Yes. And gaining 30 pounds is a lot, but 60?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not just kids. I've seen full-grown adults during the last year who just ballooned out of proportion. People who work often. Regularly employed, so it's not someone who's locked down, but something about this last year. I think people.
What's the lockdowns?
I think it's depression eating.
They're depressed. They're sitting around the house and they're doing nothing. I mean, instead of using that time, even if you were being told you had to stay home from work or whatever, you don't have the amount of time that it takes to drive to work anymore. Because a lot of people have a 40-minute, 30-minute, hour-long drive in a lot of cities to get to work.
Yeah.
You know, you subtract. Let's say you got a 45-minute drive to work. Well, that's an hour and a half. You're on the road every single day. That's enough time for a daily workout, right there.
It is.
So it's not like they didn't have time for it. They just didn't want to do it.
Excellent point. So they were seeing 30, 50, 60-pound weight increases in children. This April, she became one of about a dozen pediatricians across the state who have started offering nature prescriptions. So it's not exactly uncommon.
Wow.
When I give a prescription, it's specific, just like an antibiotic. They use it for this many days, and I say, go to this park. Buy-in has differed with different age groups. Moody noted, with younger children and their parents being more open to the approach, but teenagers expressing skepticism. 16 and 17-year-olds look at me and say, you want me to get off TikTok and get an actual tick in the woods? She said.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Terrified of ticks, man.
Look, you don't have to go into the woods. I mean, I get it. Ticks are nasty. There's
I mean, especially here in the Northeast. Where
Lyme disease. This is where it originated.
But I got plenty of ticks on me when I lived in the South and never had an issue with
Lyme
disease.
You can still just walk around the city. You don't have to walk in the woods.
But Moody said that the fact that doctors and health experts are now seriously looking at how something as simple as walking in the park can help patients is exciting. A spokesman said the group is forming a committee on the issue of nature prescriptions, but declined to offer...
Nature prescriptions.
That's how bad it is.
If that's what they got to do to get people outside, I'm okay with it. What are your thoughts? Do you think exercising can help prevent obesity? I can't believe that isn't an obvious question. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You're welcome to join us. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. 603-283-6160. Coming up September the 4th at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. You don't need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you don't know who or what he is, don't view that as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. So at approximately 3:33 p.m. on September the 4th, you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else grinning, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming towards you, step up and give them a hug. And as you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. Both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup. And hopefully, no artificial ingredients. September the 4th at 3:33 p.m. Now, we're talking, what were we talking about? Because I've clicked away on so many different
fat kids.
Fat kids, yes, thank you.
And video game addiction.
And nature prescriptions being given by doctors. They're still new, these nature prescriptions, so there isn't much data on their effectiveness.
Is this for real?
This is for real. And I'm stunned the more
Reuters?
I'm stunned the more I read it that they have the audacity to say there is little data on the effectiveness of exercise as a treatment for obesity.
Breaking news. It's like Reuters doesn't know what's up. It's like this is open. This must be one of those, what was the Twitch channel?
It sounds like satire. I mean, it sounds like you're reading, what, Twitch channel?
The people who changed their complete 180 in 9 months. It sounds like these people they don't know anything they learned in school.
On Twitter.
It's insane to hear this. One 2018 analysis by researchers from Britain's University of East Anglia did find, quote, they may have substantial benefits.
They're taking a walk?
Yes. Yeah. There has been more research done on the general benefits of being outdoors, and one example, starting next month, a study supported by the Welsh government will look at the benefits of treating hospital patients outside. In more than 500 scientific studies in recent decades, researchers have linked time spent in nature with decreased anxiety. So remember, this is still new, and there's little data on their effectiveness, but they do have 500 scientific studies in recent years linking time spent in nature with decreased anxiety, reduced risk of obesity, and even reduced overall mortality, but this is still new, so there's little data.
Be careful, people. You might get hurt out there.
I know, right? Well, when you think about all the science that's been shoved down our throats over the last year, you know, trust the science, and none of it is this. I mean, it truly is like a complete 180. Most of these people don't remember anything from back in the day, you know, back when they were in school. What has happened? And by the way,
what's happened is that, you know, they can say there's little data on their effectiveness, and two paragraphs later say there are more than 500 scientific studies, and the average reader doesn't recognize that massive contradiction.
Right.
They just see this as some new untested thing, and that scares them.
Now, how do you treat patients outdoors?
I assume these are not people on, like, life support and stuff like that, right?
But everything is, this is the whole point of a hospital. It's sanitary.
Sterile.
And then you go outside.
So you don't need your hospital room to be sterile at all times.
Well, and of course, there's the argument that maybe it's too sterile. And
yeah,
maybe
sure.
maybe you want to be out with some fresh air and some sunshine, breathing pollen and breathing dust and all that good junk.
Well, good doctors like Ron Paul were advising people go outside back at the beginning of the so-called pandemic. He was saying, hey, look, you want to take care of yourself, the best thing to do is go out, get some sunlight, get some exercise, keep your immune system strong.
Go biking with Ron.
He does that.
He's
in his 80s.
He's an old dude.
Yeah.
So more than 500 scientific studies linking time spent in nature with decreased anxiety, reduced risk of obesity, and reduced overall mortality, said Maryland-based pediatrician Stacy Beller-Stryer. Stryer is also associate medical director with ParkRx America, an online platform that helps medical professionals write nature prescriptions. I can't imagine it's that hard. Yeah. Using its database of thousands of parks.
They have to tell people where to go.
Well, I guess they don't have to, but evidently they're choosing to. I guess it's more likely the patient will follow their instructions. Like,
yeah.
Hey, go to
the
this
doctor said
park.
I should do this.
Yes.
So, wow.
So they're using this database of thousands of parks and public lands. Prescribers filter by activity, distance from a patient's home, and amenities such as playground. Once the patient decides on where to go. So evidently the patient does decide that. The prescriber talks about what they should do. Maybe walk a dog and how often. Maybe every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 30 minutes. Look, if you have a dog and you're not walking it at least once a day, you shouldn't have a dog. Writing out an actual prescription for time in nature gives patients a useful extra push, said Brent Bauer.
It really does seem like this is idiocracy at this point. I mean, to have to go to a doctor to get a prescription, to specifically go to a certain park and be told when to go and how often to go and what to do when you get there, it's just like, wow, people... Really? People are doing this?
This is being obese and going to a doctor and saying, hey,
help
I'm
me.
Fat. What
yeah.
can I do to lose weight?
Yeah.
By the way, and here's another thing you can do, too. You can move out of the cities, and you can go move out in the woods like we do. We're pretty much in the woods ourselves.
Sure, here in Keene.
But, I mean, there's lots of studies that have shown that, you know, living in the cities is triggering. You're constantly stressed out. You're dealing with all the sirens and the honking horns and the
that may be true, but dude,
concrete.
A couple of years ago, I went to Tokyo to visit with Roger Ver and the Bitcoin.com offices out there. And let me tell you, they don't have fatties in Tokyo.
No, but look what they eat.
But it's also a city. And so, like, the people there walk around that city.
Well,
there's a lot of walking in Tokyo.
This article I have pulled up actually talks about Tokyo. They do this thing called forest bathing, where they get away from the city and they go walk through the city parks and whatnot and just hang out. But the biggest thing that they have in their favor is their diet. Mm-hmm. They're not eating the same nonsense that we eat that is banned in a lot of other countries. The synthesized sugar and whatnot and all the processed carbs. They're eating meat.
And we'll say Americans are fat, though.
Oh, yeah.
So a census of park prescription programs last year estimated that there were more than 100 of these programs nationwide. More than half of my patients who receive a, quote, prescription for time in nature go ahead and do so successfully. Bauer says
the other half can't do it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Or they don't want to. Mm-hmm. Or they think, oh, this guy's a quack. I just wanted a pill to make me better.
That's always the solution that Americans are looking for. Just a pill.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy... I'm not even going to attempt it again. Began a pilot program in collaboration with the UPMC Children's Hospital in 2016 after a pediatric resident was leading patients in a weight management clinic. So at least one public park has a program with a children's hospital. They wanted to encourage patients to get outside but didn't know where to send them. We started an inquiry from him, from the manager of this hospital, to the park system, and it has blossomed from there. In a 2018 study, more than 80% of personnel at participating Pittsburgh clinics said that they were frequently recommending that patients visit parks. Last year, Salt Lake County in Utah offered park prescriptions to its employees, quote, to improve or maintain physical and mental health while building sustainable health behaviors.
Wow,
novel
shocking.
Concept.
Yeah, the idea that like getting back to nature can calm you down and get you reconnected with things that are, you know, you might not have been thinking about, or give you the space to move your mind in a different direction. Do a little meditation, walking meditation.
While more doctors are looking at using time outside as a medical strategy, park prescription programs face issues of access. In low-income neighborhoods, parks are four times smaller and more crowded on average than parks in high-income areas, said a study. So take a walk to the high-income areas park then. It's just more exercise. It also remains unclear how to keep the programs financially sustainable because you don't need a program for it. You don't need a doctor telling you to go to the park. You don't need some sort of official program between the hospital.
But that's the sad part about this, is people apparently do feel like they need to be told how to be healthy. That they can't figure this out for themselves, even though everybody's got a little computer in their hands these days. I mean, almost everyone, even poor people, have multiple devices that they can use to look up different solutions for how to lose weight.
And they want someone in a white lab coat telling
them
what
they want. They want authority.
That's where we're at.
Want to be told what to do.
They were taught this in school at a very, very early age.
Well, all of the tips on losing weight, none of them are exercise. Gotta be honest with you. It's 100% about diet here. So, I disagree. I have to go with the doctors on this one. Definitely exercise. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.